Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, the Reformation historically has tended to focus a lot on Martin Luther. People see Reformation Day as a celebration of Martin Luther. And that's part of it, but that's not the main thing. And historically, the Lutheran Church has used Reformation Day as a time to focus on the Lutheran Church being Lutheran. And that also is part of it, but that's not at all the main thing. The main thing with the Reformation is Jesus and the gospel, and how these things fit into our teaching and our worship and our Christian life. And so today I want to ask you a question, and that is the question, why do we need Jesus? And that word need is important because I'm not asking you why do we like Jesus, as in we think he's a good guy and he's nice and we like some of his teachings. I'm not asking you why do we like Jesus. And I'm not asking you why do we prefer Jesus. Prefer Jesus as in he is one of many options when it comes to God and living life and getting to heaven and so forth. I'm not asking you why do we prefer Jesus. And I'm not asking you why do we talk about Jesus. Why do we learn about Jesus? I want to go to why do we need Jesus? This is a question that every generation of Christians must ask. And it's a question that many Christians have trouble answering. Why do we need Jesus? The Christians in Luther's day in the 1500s, why do we need Jesus? Many of them couldn't really tell you. Why do we need Jesus? Because they had been taught to focus their faith and trust on other things besides Jesus. So, for example, there were these things called indulgences. An indulgence basically was a piece of paper from the Pope declaring that a certain amount of your guilt was forgiven. And it was proclaimed and it was believed in the church that whoever bought an indulgence not only received the forgiveness of sins, but also would escape punishment in purgatory. Indulgences were for sale in the Roman Catholic Church, and it had become quite popular among the people. These indulgences were an extremely lucrative source of income for the church. The sale of these indulgences solved a major financial problem for the Pope. He was out of money, and he needed money, a lot of it, to support his lavish lifestyle and also to complete St. Peter's Cathedral in Rome. The money came from the sale of indulgences. So they solved a financial problem, but in the process they created a theological problem, a major faith problem. Many of the people thought that since they had indulgences, they did not need to repent of their sin. They did not need to believe in Christ alone for mercy. They could keep on sinning and buy some indulgences and be forgiven and then sin some more. And Jesus played no role in that. They placed their trust and their confidence in indulgences, not in Jesus Christ. In other words, in answer to the question, why do we need Jesus? They were, in effect, being taught to say, we don't need Jesus. We have indulgences. What about today? How would we answer that question today? Why do we need Jesus? I don't think that we are confused all that much anymore as far as indulgences are concerned. I can't imagine any of you being talked into paying money for a piece of paper from the Pope guaranteeing you forgiveness. But that doesn't mean that our generation can answer the question any more clearly than Luther's generation could. Why do we need Jesus? People today still have trouble answering that question. Because when we consider our relationship with God, and we consider our place before God and whether we are right with God, we still have a very strong tendency to trust in ourselves rather than in Jesus. How do I know that I'm right with God? We point to our character and our track record, our good deeds. We tell ourselves that because we've been good, or because at least we've been better than most, we are therefore right with God. We say, I try to do the right thing, and I hope that's good enough. And if I'm good enough on my own, based on the right things that I do, why do I need Jesus? Why do I need Jesus? I really don't, do I? Or maybe we don't even need to point to our character or our good works. Maybe we just assume that we're good enough regardless of our character and good works. I am a good person to begin with, we say. My works and my actions, good or bad, they have nothing to do with the fact that I am a good person. And where did I figure out that I'm a good person? We figure that out from the fact that our society is constantly telling us this. Most of us, from childhood, have been saturated with the teaching of self-esteem. Self-esteem, what is that? What does self-esteem teach? It says that we are automatically good people. It says, I am a good person. Character flaws have nothing to do with it. Sins that I've committed have nothing to do with it. Bad choices that I've made are irrelevant. I'm just a good person. Period. And again, if I'm already a good person, why do I need Jesus? I really don't. So, in our day, just as in Luther's day, many have concluded that they really don't need Jesus. And I wonder sometimes if that is one of the major reasons why, for the last 20 years at least in our country, church attendance has been declining. And there are many reasons for that, and people are busy and so forth and so on, but I wonder if consciously or subconsciously we have shifted theologically as a people. We have concluded that we really don't need Jesus all that much because why? We're good enough on our own. Why do I need to make church a priority? Why do I need to make God a priority when we don't really need Jesus? So our society would have us believe. But our society can only believe that and preach that by wearing rose-colored glasses. You have to ignore a whole lot going around us and among us in order to believe that we are each essentially good people. Have you been on the internet lately? Have you ever tried to read the comment section under a news article? Have you noted there how people talk to each other? The hate and the ridicule that goes on, the language as a matter of routine, the refusal to listen, the tendency to mischaracterize the other guy's view. Have you walked around town? and listen to how we talk about each other behind each other's back? Have you noticed how dishonest we can be when it comes to money or government or taxes? Have you noticed in your own heart how envious you can be and bitter and angry? How you hold others to a high standard, but then you don't hold yourself to that same standard? Are we really that good? The truth is, we're sinners. And pretending that we're not sinners doesn't change the fact that we're sinners. Romans 3 says, there is no distinction, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. We read that in today's New Testament reading. Ecclesiastes 7 says, there is not a righteous man on earth who does good and never sins. Ephesians 2 says that we are dead in sin. Psalm 51 says we are born in sin. In other words, God, in His Word, is brutally honest. We are, as we said at the beginning of today's service, we are poor, miserable sinners. That's just the truth. And since that's the case, how can anyone think for a moment that we could save ourselves or that we could be good enough on our own? How could anyone think that he doesn't need Jesus? The truth is, we do need Jesus. We need His mercy, His salvation, His forgiveness, His hope. These are all things that we cannot achieve or do on our own. We need Jesus. And thanks be to God, He has provided Jesus. In His great mercy and love, God sent His Son, Jesus, to do what we cannot do, to save us from our sins. Jesus offered His life on the cross in payment for our sins. He is our substitute under the guilt and punishment of our sins. He is the sacrifice that covers us and pays for our sins. Our eternal salvation, our relationship with God now and forever, is not at all dependent on what we do or on our own goodness, but on what God has done for us through Jesus, His Son. That's why we need Jesus. Salvation is a gift from God. It is not something that we earned with our good character. It is not something we get because we're all just good people. It is received simply through faith. Faith not in ourselves, but in Jesus, who died for us on the cross and rose again to pay for all of our sins and win us the gifts of new life here on earth and eternal life in heaven. By grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. This is the central teaching of the Christian faith. Sometimes the Christian church loses sight of that central teaching. Sometimes the Christian church, historically as a whole, has gone one way or the other away from this central teaching, and we've started to believe things different from what the Bible says. And so God, through His Word, by the power of the Holy Spirit, continually works on us, continually reforms us, changes us, moves us back in the right direction, recenters us on that central truth of God's grace through Christ as a free gift received by faith. We are poor, miserable sinners who are saved by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone. All glory be to God alone. Why do we need Jesus? Here is how Luther answered that question in the Small Catechism. in his explanation of the second article of the Apostles' Creed, why do we need Jesus? Would you read this with me? Here we go. I believe that Jesus Christ, true God, begotten of the Father from eternity, and also true man, born of the Virgin Mary, is my Lord, who has redeemed me, a lost and condemned person, purchased and won me from all sins, from death, and from the power of the devil, not with gold or silver, but with his holy precious blood and with his innocent suffering and death, that I may be his own and live under him in his kingdom and serve him in everlasting righteousness, innocence, and blessedness, just as he is risen from the dead, lives and reigns to all eternity. This is most certainly true. And that is why we need Jesus. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.